The bottom line is the Arctic ice was started monitoring in 1979 at a high point of the 1970s global cooling scare. We lost ice. This year, by the way, we rebounded, depending on what date you want to pick, almost a third or more of the ice. And global sea ice currently is at highest in 25 years. Antarctic sea ice is at or near record, which no one wants to talk about Antarctic sea ice because it's inconvenient to the narrative. But the idea that we're having extreme weather, listening to Michael talk there, is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, the Earth is geologically billions of years old, and we're sitting around here scratching our heads saying, wow, we had a hurricane last year, which was barely a Category 1 when it hit. And then, by the way, it's not me, and he's mentioning funding, by the way, which I think is funny. The Sierra Club took $26 million from natural gas, and Michael has the audacity to try to imply that skeptics are fossil fuel funded. The bottom line is these are in scientific peer-reviewed journals, the studies I just cited on the journal Nature on drought and floods was in a hydrological journal. I mean, there's no trend. You can't find the trends. Professor Roger Pilkey Jr. of the University of Colorado is testifying in Congress tomorrow on these very points. You can't find the memo. Yes, you can make a lot of interesting stories out of it. Sierra Club can raise money. But it's akin to saying many bad things will happen. Therefore, when a bad thing happens, you say, hey, see, I told you so. It's consistent with our theory. Extreme weather is consistent with the history of the Earth, and there is no trend to point to climate change.